This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States' 20-year presence in Afghanistan is over. A senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights on Sunday and Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday that some 6,000 Americans have left Afghanistan. She said there are still a small number who have yet to make it out. She added, "We are continuing to work to evacuate American citizens." Psaki also said our commitment is enduring even as we bring our men and women from the military home. Psaki also denied reports that the United States evacuation of Afghan partners, specifically applicants for the special immigrant visa, stopped after last Thursday's suicide bombing. That attack was claimed by Islamic State's Afghanistan branch. The bombing killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was also claimed by Islamic State. No one was injured in that attack. The U.S. military is also investigating reports of civilian casualties after it conducted an airstrike on Sunday that it said eliminated an immediate ISIS-K threat to Hamid Karzai International Airport. ISIS-K is another name for Islamic State in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.